Brooklyn, New York, Tuesday, November 25th, 1890. On this date, Ellen White wrote a four-page letter to Uriah Smith, urging him to fall on the rock and be broken. During the night, I have been in communion with God. I have been brought by my guide into councils in Battle Creek, and I have a message to bear to you, whether you will hear or not, whether you will receive it or reject it. The people must know that they are not moving in the order of God. They have left Christ out of their councils. Leading men are giving a mold to the work that will result in a loss of many souls, for they are moving away from the safe path. Many come here from foreign countries, thinking that Battle Creek, from whence come the publications of truth, will be next to heaven. How disappointed they feel when they hear in this place the message of God spoken of lightly. When they hear the messengers of God, by some in responsible places, made a subject of ridicule. And why is this? It is because the message of the messengers does not coincide in every particular with the ideas of those whom the Lord names his scorners, although it is a message sent from heaven. Where the truth is rejected, it opens up a way where false waymarks will be set up, and perils will rise on all sides. Through neglect of seeking the earnest counsel of God, men will be connected with the office who will form themselves into a ring to echo the sentiments of him whom they consider most influential and who pleases their human ideas. My guide spoke slowly and solemnly. Associate yourselves, O ye people, and ye shall be broken in pieces, and give ear, all ye far countries. Gird yourselves, and ye shall be broken in pieces. Take counsel together, and it shall come to naught. Speak the word, and it shall not stand, for God is with us. See Isaiah 8, verse 9, 10. Men may be selected by the conference to connect with the office of publication, but unless these men look to God, and with a transformation of character, unless they realize that eternal vigilance is the price of safety, unless they seek counsel of God in large and small matters, concerning things connected with the sacred work of God, unless they are emptied of vanity and self, they will be turned from the safe path, and will turn others from the path cast up for the ransomed of the Lord. Unless these associated together are converted men, and they realize the sacredness of the work of God for these last times, they will surely imperil the work of God, and discouragement will come upon the people. It is not enough that they assent to the truth. The question is, are they sanctified through the truth? Has the truth been brought into the inner sanctuary of the soul? The past, present, and future were plainly revealed to me.